Hi, I'm Alex Spice, senior editor of Cure.
And I'm Brielle Bennion, assistant managing editor of Cure.
And last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved not one, not two, not three, but four different therapies in the oncology space, one of which, Amtagvi, marks the first cellular therapy for the treatment of solid cancers. This week's first approval, an Onivyde regimen for metastatic pancreatic cancer, was covered in last week's episode, but here's a list of what's happened since that last recording. Patients with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer that has MET exon 14 skipping alterations may soon have a new treatment option as the FDA approved TEPMETKO in this indication. Notably, this full approval is coming 3 years after the agency's accelerated approval of the agent back in February of 2021. Follow-up clinical trial data showed that 57% of previously untreated patients responded to therapy with TEPMETKO, with 40% having a duration of response that lasted a year or longer. And Brielle, I found this interesting that we're getting this full approval 3 years later. That must mean that these findings have been very, very encouraging for the FDA to come back and bump that approval up to a full approval status.
Yes, a lot of these drugs are now being approved in what's called an accelerated approval format, which is what happened back in 2021. And basically, that's the FDA saying, yes, we can introduce these drugs to the market now, but we're going to hold off on a full approval. We still want to see more data. So the trial was ongoing. Now, a couple years later, we get that further data and shows, hey, yeah, this still is working. It's still working well, and it goes for a full approval. It's interesting to note, though, that if you look back on the FDA's history and you could scroll back and find some other articles on Cure, that's not always the case. Sometimes drugs get these accelerated approvals and then follow-up data shows that this regimen actually isn't better than the standard of care that's available. So, you know, it doesn't always go that way. But in this case with TEPMETKO, it did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what else has the FDA had on its plate lately?
On February 16th, the FDA approved Amtagvi for patients with advanced melanoma who had been previously treated with an immunotherapy or targeted therapy agent. So this was a really big deal. It was making headlines because this is a cell-based therapy. It's called a TIL therapy for tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes, and it's the first of its kind to be approved in the solid tumor case. So according to trial results that led to the approval, 31.5% of patients responded to the therapy, meaning that their cancer shrunk or completely disappeared. Now, this is a pretty exciting number considering that this is a heavily pretreated population that tends to have low response rates. Not to mention, TIL therapies like Amtagvi, while upfront they require a 3-week hospital stay, they may set up patients for years without having to undergo more treatment, according to Dr. Amaria from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, who I spoke with about the approval. So here's what Dr. Amaria had to say.
There's a lot of things that happen during the treatment, but you know, all told, people are there for 2 to 3 weeks. For the entire duration of the treatment to be done. The beauty of it, though, is that, you know, after that, it's just a matter of follow-up, getting scans and labs. And the true beauty is that for responders, you know, those that are benefiting from the treatment, they don't need to come in and get an infusion every 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It's, you know, that 3 weeks in the hospital will hopefully set them up for years and years where they don't need any more treatment. That's the beauty behind it. So I would say it's a lot of work, a lot of hoops that people have to jump through to be eligible, to prove that they're eligible, a lot of steps in the process to get the cells, the tumor sent out and the cells generated. So there's a lot of work involved there. But, you know, if once you get the treatment and as long as it worked, we're potentially buying years and years without ever having to get more treatment.
That is one thing that you can always turn to Cure Today for, which is not only do we bring you the news, but we talk with experts in the space to really contextualize this news and explain why it is so exciting. And I love that we can bring highlights of these conversations to the podcast listeners as well.
Absolutely.
And finally, in the lung cancer space, we saw the approval of Tagrisso plus platinum-based chemotherapy for patients with locally advanced or metastatic non-small cell lung cancer whose tumors have EGFR exon 19 deletions or exon 21 L858R mutations. Findings from the FLAURA2 trial led to this approval as data showed that progression-free survival was 25.5 months for patients who received Tagrisso plus chemotherapy compared to 16.7 months for patients who received the drug alone. Overall survival data is still immature at this point, meaning that researchers just don't have enough data to calculate averages yet. So stay tuned for more on that, because when we know more, we will let you know more.
Certainly. And that's been, the theme lately. We have a lot of FDA approvals coming in. Alex, I actually delayed or procrastinated, you might say, writing up my notes for this meeting, for this podcast recording, because, you never know. More approvals might come in. We have a lot that we're keeping our eye on deck for the month of March, but they might come in, who knows, before then.
I think we might need to start putting a timestamp at the start of these episodes, like the NPR Politics podcast does, letting you know the exact date and time things have been recorded at, seeing how active the FDA has been lately. It's been really exciting to see, and it's been exciting to report on it here on the front lines. For more on all of this news and for all the latest news in the oncology space, be sure to stay tuned to curetoday.com. And until we talk to you next time, I've been Alex Bice.
And I'm Brielle Bunyan.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Cure Today and on X at Cure_Today. And be sure to sign up for Cure's e-newsletter for the latest in cancer updates, research, and educational opportunities.